And finally today, Los Angeles is full of neighborhoods named after the immigrant communities who live in them, or used to live in them. There's Koreatown, Little Tokyo, and more. So what do you call a neighborhood in Mexico City that's getting popular among Mexican-American immigrants? Emily Green takes us to a part of town that's recently become known as Little L.A.
The neighborhood started changing when a massive bilingual call center opened a few years back. It started hiring young bilingual Mexicans who grew up in the U.S. and were back in Mexico by force or choice. The nickname Little L.A. started taking hold, referring to the street corner where the young men hung out between shifts, speaking English.
Around there, that's the little hood over there. Reminds us of back in the days.
Mikey Baez grew up in the U.S. and was deported 5 years ago when he was 19. He likes Little L.A. because he doesn't feel self-conscious speaking English like in other parts of the city, he says.
When you hear people speaking English, you feel a little more comfortable. We speak Spanish and everything, but our main language is always going to be English at the end of the day. We ain't going to forget it.
And you don't necessarily know you're in Little L.A. just from the looks of the place. It's in an historic neighborhood centered around a huge dome structure commemorating the Mexican Revolution. But listen carefully, and you will hear English.
What's up? We're still here in downtown. We're going to head over there. I'll be right there like in 30 minutes, man.
Diana Mendez grew up in Southern California and returned to Mexico with her family when she was 15. She's 22 now. She says it's not just English that connects people here. It's what they have in common that makes this slice of the city feel like Little L.A.
Because of what you went through over there and what you know from over there. It's not only the English, but the mindset we all have.
That mindset, for her, is about growing up in the States, going to high school there, sharing the same cultural references, the same jokes. They also connect over food. Alex Valdez, who's 34, spent 17 years in Chicago until he was deported 2 years ago. He still feels more comfortable speaking in Spanish. But while he was in the U.S. all those years, he picked up a taste for hamburgers and burritos. Burritos, by the way, are not a thing in Mexico City. This is taco country.
Tanto tiempo allá y entonces dije, pues si pongo un negocio aquí a un lado de chavos que...
Valdez says he spent so much time in the U.S., he thought maybe if he started a food truck close to other people accustomed to American food, he could do well. He was right. Business is booming. The increase of Mexicans here, raised in the U.S., is also having an impact on Mexicans who grew up here. Patty Cervantes is getting a haircut in a barbershop near Valdez's food truck. This is a new thing for him.
Existían estas barberías, pero eran normalmente las usaban gente mayor de mi abuelo.
He says barbershops always existed, but he felt like they were for older people, like his grandpa. When the call centers opened in this neighborhood, though, barbershops began opening too, catering to young guys like him. All of a sudden, it was cool to go. At the barbershop, customers catch up and talk about motorcycles.
That's a bad boy bike, though. You send me that? It's a bad boy bike.
Edwin Malagon cuts hair here. When he was deported back to Mexico, he found work at one of the call centers and at this barbershop. It's run by an elderly man everyone calls Pops.
When I came over here, it was Pops' customers. It was just older people coming with him just to get a haircut. And when I got here, I brought the new style, the fade and everything. So I started building up clientele from the call centers, like my co-workers. And they would look at me different, like, oh, look at this kid bringing the fades and the reggaeton and the hip-hop and all that stuff, right? But to me, it was normal because it was a culture from the States.
Malagon also says that Little L.A. isn't just becoming a meeting place for people who spent years in the U.S. and are now back in Mexico. He says he's bumping into people from Central America and other parts of Latin America, too.
I see, like, a diversity just like in the States, a diversity of cultures, diversity of people. I see that, and it helped me.
Diversity that, he says, will continue to grow and help others. For The World, Emily Green, Mexico City.